a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, as the prison listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundation of the jail shook. All the doors flew open, and the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they answered and said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his families were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I'm going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. If I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin because they do not believe in me, righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus in today's Gospel promises to send us the Holy Spirit. We got to remember the Holy Spirit is our life force. It's what animates us with God's power. The Holy Spirit rewires our minds so we can see and know the truth. The Holy Spirit gives us the courage to live out the truth. Here's the one thing that we need to keep in mind. We cannot get the Holy Spirit based on our own heroic efforts. We can only get the Holy Spirit by asking for the Holy Spirit. That's why for the past 2,000 years, the church has begged for this power from on high. So Jesus told us that the Father would never refuse anyone who asked for the Holy Spirit. So ask and ask again. Whether someone is experiencing success or failure, whether someone is confident or afraid, whether someone is old or young, there's one prayer that's always appropriate in all places and in all times. And that this prayer is this: Come, Holy Spirit, come.